We're going to go ahead and start with our post-race media availability for the 20th annual NextEra Energy Resources 250 in the NASCAR Gander Outdoors Truck Series. And we're joined by our race-winning driver, Austin Hill, driver of the number 16 Chiba Toyo Pet Toyota. And boy, what a feeling it is for you tonight to get the victory lane. And we also have crew chief Scott Zipadelli coming on stage now. We'll open the floor for questions. If you have a question for these gentlemen, raise your hand and we will get a wireless microphone to you. We're going to start with Caleb and then go to Matt and then to Jacob.
Caleb Whistler kicking the tires on that for any of you guys. Earlier today in the driver's meeting, Marcus Lemonis threw a bonus for winning the championship. Now that you guys are locked in, how desperate are you guys going to try to fight for that bonus at the end of the season?
Well, you know, number one goal is to win the championship. So we're locked in now. Kind of takes the weight off of your shoulders going into Atlanta. We get to go have fun now. We're not chasing points. We're not chasing anything but wins. So that's going to be really cool. It's going to be a lot more relaxed, I think, going forward. You know, the bonus structure that they have going on with Gander Outdoors and all that's a cool deal. So, you know, obviously we want to go get that money. So, we're going to try every race, as hard as we can. And, if we come out on top, great. If not, we're going to take a decent day and go to the next one.
Go next to Matt, then to Jacob, and then to Davey.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. I got two questions. One first for Scott, for Austin. And I wish I could talk to Herman too, because I was listening to three of you talk about fuel. Kind of walk me through the decision to not go back in, especially when there were so few cars there. And how close was it to you guys actually going in?
Yeah. So, man, we pitted pretty early. I felt like, and they kept harping me. Man, they just kept saying save fuel, max save, max save. So. Anytime I could, shutting the motor off, letting it coast, doing all that, all those things. We knew how hard it was to pass tonight. It seemed like if you could get out front, you could kind of control, you know, the lanes and what you wanted to accomplish, because our truck was really good leading out front, I felt like. So we took the chance. We took the gamble. You know, we're here to win races. So that's the chance we took. And you know, luckily it worked out for us. I was pretty scarce off of turn four. I was thinking we were going to run out at any moment, but we made it to the finish line.
Scott, was there a chance that you were going to call him in?
No, I was pretty committed. I just, you know, you watch these races, and if you're not on the front row or way in the back, your chances of getting wrecked are like 75%, right? So I felt like truck had a really good truck. And calculations put us really close, and then we get another caution. And I just kept working on the numbers, and once we were committed at that point, really.
So Kelly and I have been having kind of a debate, and with Twitter too, what constitutes an underdog, what constitutes a small team, and that's kind of been the story with the team. So both for Shiggy and for Scott, are you guys still underdogs? You're the champion now, but it's still a small team, one truck. What is the definition of an underdog?
Yeah, we're the underdogs. We like that. We like that. I don't know what I mean. Yeah, we're definitely underdogs because we're a small team. We struggled with some, you know, completing the funding last year, and we kept kicking the ball down the road. You know, we had to lay some people off mid-year to tighten up on our payroll and keep the team rolling. But we went through the season with four less employees than we did last year. Through the off season, so we've all worked harder to pick up that slack. I don't really have the answer for that, other than when you're surrounded by amazing people, amazing things can happen. And the heart and soul of this group of guys that we've assembled is just really, really amazing. To be honest with you, we had a fun winter. We worked really hard. We laughed. And the guys they're just all in. Their families are in. They're in, and it's just an amazing group.
I don't know, but well, actually, last year, you know, obviously Brett, he did a really good job, but same things, you know, this year Austin definitely, I believe him. He does good job, and. also all our team members, they spend a lot of time in the off season, and yeah, definitely we're able to get a good season again this year.
We're going to go to Jacob, the Davey, and then to Doug.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport Magazine. Two questions. First, Austin, you guys gambled tonight and it worked, but you told me after practice on Thursday that you were just grateful these guys were willing to, and wanted you to come drive their truck because you had never had that. Is this paying them back tonight? Against all the odds. I mean, everybody looks at you and goes, they shouldn't be sitting here, yet here you are. Is this you being able to pay them back for taking that chance on you?
Yeah, I had a lot of people throughout the off season, and even when I got to the racetrack, asking if a lot of weight was on my shoulders, coming into a team that won the championship. And, I kind of embraced that. I felt like they went out and won the championship last year, so I feel like they should at least get a shot at it, getting the final round of eight. Now we are. So, these guys have been awesome to me. The transition really hasn't really been a transition, if you know what I mean. It's just, it's almost like I've known these guys forever. I go in the shop every day. I hang out, get to know the guys a little more each day. We go to lunch. We do all those things. So I just feel like the team bonding is a big key to success, and that's what we were able to do on the off season going forward. And Greachy, Mike Greachy, he's really the one that kind of stepped in and kind of asked me what 2019 was going to look like for me. And I didn't know at the time, and somehow it all came together. I'm still simply amazed that we're sitting here right now talking to you guys. So so surreal experience. It's awesome that we had Chiba Toyo Pet on board, Toyota TRD, and all those guys. And then getting the first win with Gander Outdoors, I think that's a really special deal.
For Scott and Shiggy, day one, as Scott, you said a minute ago, you guys like being the underdogs. How big a statement is this now as the defending championship team to say, okay, we have a shot to defend this title?
I'm pretty proud of that. I thought about that on the way over here. That I think it is a good statement. It's a good statement. We really don't care too much what other people say, right? I try to tune all that out. Just we're focused on, I think it's a big statement for our employees and our race team, our partners, TRD, Toyota, all of our partners from last year, this year. I think it's a big statement that we are championship caliber team, and we're going to work as hard as we can to give Austin the same opportunity that we had last year. So we're pretty proud of that accomplishment today.
Davey?
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. Austin, on the last lap, the block that you threw on Enfinger on the back stretch, usually when you throw a block like that, you're either going to get wrecked and the whole field will, or they'll make a move and go underneath or above you. What was going through your mind when you saw him coming up quick on you, and did you think that you were going to be able to make that stick?
I didn't know what was going to happen. That's really the first time I've been put in that predicament. So I really listened to Herm, my spotter. I think the whole backstretch, I didn't look straight. I think I was looking in the mirror the whole entire time down the backstretch. I don't think I looked down until we were entering turn three. And then once we entered turn three, I was back looking in my mirror. So really that whole lap, I was driving it off my mirror, just trying to block as much as I could. He hit me pretty good. It kind of got me upset, but I was able to correct it. And then he gave me a really big shot right down in the center of three and four. And that's really a dangerous spot to be touched. And, man, Scott had that thing hooked up. We were a little on the tight side, but we didn't want to really mess with it because we thought that it would be good, at the end, and it would kind of give you some stability. And it did. When he gave me that shot, I think if we would have been on the loose side, we wouldn't probably be sitting here talking to you guys. So my biggest concern was throwing that block. And then once we got off of turn four and I was told that I was clear by one. It was just hopefully getting to the line and not run out of fuel, and we were able to do that.
Go next to Doug, then up to the press box, and then over to Mike.
Doug Turnbull for WSB and PRN. Austin, was there a point, you said a moment ago how you thought that you weren't sure what 2019 was going to hold. Have you been at a crossroads yet in your career where you thought, despite being in your 20s, that it might be over? You got a family, two kids. I mean, you had one point you were driving for your own race team and then driving for a mid-level team. Did anything like this Satori opportunity seem like on the horizon, or was there ever a time you were at a crossroads?
Yeah, I was at a crossroads back when I was 20 years old, so 4 years ago. We were kind of throwing it around, are we going to keep racing or not? And we wanted to stay in the sport. Yeah, we were only running 10 races, and we were doing it on our own, doing our own truck team. So we wanted to stay in the sport, keep my kind of name out there. And then last year, being able to go run a full season, it gave me a lot of experience. I got to go to all the racetracks. But yeah, I mean, the last 4 years, it's been, when it gets down to the end of the year, what are we going to do next year? Are we just going to hang it up? Is it time to go find a real job, go work in racing, do some spotting gigs, do something other than actually driving, you know, the trucks? And this opportunity, I never would have saw coming in a million years. You know, I really, when I was approached, I never would have thought that we could have made it all work. And, you know, with great partners that we have, and United Rentals coming on board this year with us, and backing us a little bit more going into 19, that really helps. So yeah, it's still a surreal moment for me. I don't think it's really sat in yet. I'm going to be thinking about this all the way going into Monday, and then we're going to be getting ready for Atlanta.
Go upstairs to the press box.
Yeah, CurseNineCatchFence.com. Congratulations to you guys as an organization. But for Shiggy, you guys have conquered the most, from a championship to winning at Homestead to winning at Atlanta and now winning at Daytona. Is there anything left for your team to accomplish?
Well, Daytona is my definite dream come true. And again, you know, we cannot stop and everybody keep going forward. We cannot like this and then go back forward. So we try to, you know, every day spend more time and go forward.
Go to Mike.
Mike Massey, FreshFresh.com. Austin, obviously you replaced the defending champion of the series. I'm sure, you know, I've seen some of the stuff on social media that people have said about that. How does this shut up the haters?
I mean, I feel like you're always going to have haters, no matter what series you're in, what team you're running for, you know, what organization you're with. You're always going to have haters. But like Scott said, you mind your own business. You work with your guys and accomplish what you can with the team. If the truck gives you a good enough truck to go run up front, then you go run up front that weekend. If you're struggling that weekend, you just, you know, you learn from it and move forward. So, you know, I'm sure that there's going to be some guys that kind of, you know, tell me good job, you know, for the win and all that, and start kind of maybe moving over to the Austin Hill brand or whatever you want to call it. But there's still going to be haters out there, but you know, that's not something I'm worried about. All I'm worried about is going to get wins for these guys and finishing in the best positions I can.
Any additional questions for our race winning team? Let's go up front to Kelly, and let's go to Dustin, then to Kelly.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Austin, how does this moment compare to what you imagined winning would be like at this level?
Man, ever since I was, you know, 3-4 years old, I wanted to be a race car driver. And, you know, when I started racing, watching on TV, all that, I always wanted to race at Daytona. I thought it was the coolest thing to see those guys run at Daytona. It's the world center of racing. It's so huge to win at a place like Daytona. So to come here and get my first win at Daytona, it's an amazing feeling. Like I said, I don't know if it's really set in yet completely with me. You know, I'm so excited going forward with these guys. I think that there's a lot of good things ahead of us and onto the horizon. So can't wait to get back in the shop and get working with Scott again.
Next to Kelly, and then over to Dom.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Austin, can we go back to the incident on the backstretch? First of all, the contact with Ben Rhodes where you both had to get yourself straightened out, and it looked like everybody was going to blow past you, and then all of a sudden a wreck's breaking out, and you somehow missed it. So first off, the emotions of thinking you're out of it as you and Ben get together, and then how did you miss that wreck?
Yeah, so coming off of turn two, I had a huge run on Ben. He left the door open. He left the bottom open. So I went to go fill the hole. Right when I went to go fill it, he turned left. And when he did, we you know, made contact. We were both able to gather it up and keep going. But it killed our momentum. I just knew our race was over. I knew that, you know, we were just going to hopefully take a decent finish and move forward to Atlanta. But whenever I saw, I think it was the 20 or the 12 or somebody got turned and got into the 99, I just knew that all the cars went up. So I went all the way down as low as I could without touching the grass and just hoped and prayed that nobody touched me and nobody got into my right rear. And, luckily we made it through. I don't really know how that happened. I just held a straight wheel and tried to get through it as quick as I could.
Dominic.
Dominic Ottagon with the Racing Experts for Austin. Whenever you're sitting in the rocking chair looking back on this win at whatever point in time, what are you going to remember most about it? What's going to stick out the most to you?
I think the biggest thing that's going to stick out the most to me is my whole entire family's here. It's really, really special win for me. My wife and two kids and my brothers, they don't get to come all the time. This year they're going to be able to come a lot more. So it's a little emotional for me because last year I think they only came to one or two races. So to see them here today and to see all the smile on their faces, it's just very special to me. And to be able to win first race with Hattori Racing, I just think it builds a lot of momentum going forward. You know, if there was any type of doubts – that's out the window. You know, we're in the championship chase now. So now it comes down to going to try to win some more races, get as much bonus points going into the final eight.
Austin, Scott, Shiggy, congratulations on winning Daytona and good luck next week in Atlanta.
Thank you. Yeah.